You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 398 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to catch up on the last week. We haven't gotten to talk in light of all the 4th of July festivities and whatnot. We're going to break down what she's been watching, what I've been reading, as well as share some of our thoughts on the latest developments between our friends Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have a couple of fun episodes coming up in July. One about the show America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, and another about SEC Football Media Days in Dallas next week, which is where we will be. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, y'all. Hope you enjoy episode 398. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We legitimately have not talked since we recorded last week.
No.
So we just talked for a really long time before we started this one.
But we had a lot to catch up on.
What gives? Why hadn't we talked? Was it the 4th? What threw us off?
It was the 4th because I think it was the 4th of July, which meant that like Perry was around. You know what I mean? So like I just felt like I had somebody in my space. We were doing the 4th festivities, although I did send him to the 4th of July parade by himself. It's the second year in a row he goes by himself. I don't really care for the parade. It's fine. I know it's festive, but it's hot. Mm-hmm. It starts at 9:30 in the morning. It's a bunch of little kids. I've aged out of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so the night before we had gone to dinner and I said, I'll get up and go to the parade with you. And he said, you don't want to do that. He said, you don't want to go. You don't.
Listen.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is 27 years of marriage.
That's right. That's right.
So he likes the parade. He likes to put on his patriotic shirt. He likes to go listen to him say the pledge and sing some songs. And this land is your land. I don't. I don't want to do that. I love America, but I don't want to do that.
I know. Listen, I feel like a parade. Maybe it's our nineness. It's. I can't think of anything. I mean, I can think of some things, but it is never going to be high on my list. A parade.
No.
It's like forced merriment. It is. You know, I would rather sit in like a school assembly. You know, I would watch a 4th of July program at a school.
Yes.
But I don't need to be at a parade because you know what a school is? Air conditioned.
Yeah, that's right.
With some seats. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really care to see like your floats or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just not really my thing. But all that to say, and then you went to Meridian, so you were out of town. And so I feel like that always throws things off. And then I wasn't totally sure of your travel schedule. So I also think I was kind of leaving you alone because I didn't know when you were traveling and what was happening and all that stuff.
Right. Well, I went to my hometown, Meridian, because I wanted to see my cousin Paige. Mm-hmm. I had not seen her in a couple of months, and I wanted to go to lunch. And then Daddy had been planning to come over here for the 4th. And so I called him and I was like, hey, I'm coming to town. Why don't I just pick you up and then I'll bring you back here? Because my sister and my brother-in-law had said that they would take him home.
Okay.
So I drove over. I picked up Paige at work. And we went to lunch, and I'm going to tell you that within 10 minutes of getting to the restaurant, I had seen, I don't know, everybody I'd ever grown up with. I mean, it was the kind of thing where we were sitting waiting on our table, and I mean, like, I went to school with a girl named Jessica literally from the time I was in first grade until 12th grade, and here comes Jessica walking in. So it was so fun to see her. And then she was meeting another girl that I've known for most of my life for lunch. And then when I went over to speak to the other person, there was my friend Penny, who I have known, I can't even remember not knowing her, sitting at the table with her parents, who I've not seen in forever. But her daddy was the mayor when I was growing up. I mean, it was just that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that was sort of the general rhythm of lunch. And so anyway, so then I ended up taking Paige back to work afterwards, and I went to Daddy's, got him, we drove back over here, and then I took him to my sister's and I cooked supper that night. They all came over here, and then the next night we went over to my sister's for the 4th. And so it was just a lot of family activities, right?
Yes,
that was
yes.
Sort of the vibe of the last part of the week. And then we all went to dinner Friday night. So it was kind of a little jam-packed endo week.
Okay. Yeah. It was, well, I think a holiday weekend. Well, and we had to go, I'm trying to think, the day before the 4th of July, I ended up having to take, so Piper had like a cyst on the back of her leg that needed to be cut off. And so we had done that, but the stitches hadn't held. I'm going to save you the details, but I was
Thank
like,
you.
So I had Thank to you. Run her back up to the vet, because we go to see a vet that's up in Comfort, Texas now. Mm-hmm. And so I had to run her up there so that they could see it before the holidays. You know what I mean? So I had that was an impromptu thing. And then we had our 4th, where Perry went to the parade. Then we went over to a friend's pool. We swam and just kind of hung out at the pool. And then that night we were sitting there, and Perry always likes to watch the, the 4th, the Capitol 4th, which,
yes.
Listen, Carlton was the MC this year, Alfonso Rivera. And so we watched that, and then we watched the Macy's, whatever. And he said, remember when you were little, he said, do you remember sitting like with your grandparents on a Saturday night and they'd watch a special, you know, like it'd be like a special.
Okay. Do you know, I forgot about, well, I haven't forgotten about specials, but I wrote in this new book about how the credits for the CBS specials used mm-hmm. to terrify me, because okay. it rolled in like, and for some reason it scared me to death. But you always knew there was a treat on the other side of a special.
Yes
I mean, that was a big night when there was a
yeah.
special.
It's mm-hmm. one of those, like, it jars a subconscious memory in you when you hear mm-hmm. it, you know, like it takes
yeah.
you back. Because as he said, like a special, I mean, I could immediately, like, I was sitting on like the pleather couch at my meemaw's house waiting for whatever the Saturday night special of the week was going to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, do you remember watching specials? And I was like, yes. And he's like, here we are. He's like, here we are, just two elderly people at 8 o'clock at night watching yeah. a special, you know?
Just biding like, your time till 9 when you can get
in
bed.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's about what he did, about 9 o'clock. And then mm-hmm. he goes, do I want to get in bed before the fireworks? He said, what time do the fireworks go off on 4th of July? And I was like, just when it gets dark. Just. He was like, not midnight. I was like, no, that's New Year's. Like, that's New Year's.
Yeah.
This is 4th of July. So just as soon as it gets dark, they're going to go off. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to wait for that. And then I'm going to go to bed. And that's what he did. So
okay,
it was a very festive 4th is what I'm going to
sure.
say. You know? If you're like me, sometimes there is a certain scent that immediately takes you back to your childhood or to being on the beach. And that happened to me when I was with my girlfriends a couple of weeks ago at the beach. Like, as soon as I smelled the sunscreen, that Hawaiian Tropic, I was like, this takes me back to my childhood and days on the beach. And that is how I feel now with Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil. It smells like summer to me. It is bottled with all natural, uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. It is the best
scent. But what I love more is this body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It deeply moisturizes. It leaves my skin so silky and soft. And right now you can get 10% off your first order with our code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. I love the way the body oil makes my skin feel and look. During the summer when I'm wearing sleeveless things or shorts, when I put it on my legs, it makes the biggest difference. It gives you a little bit of glow. It helps with crepey texture. It's super moisturizing and it smells like a dream. It visibly firms. It makes my skin feel more sculpted and toned. I love it and you will too. You can get healthy glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with our code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off.
Well, Alex ended up leaving. He left dinner early that night, and he met some friends. And they for the last several years, they go to the fireworks stand. They buy a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. They go to a church parking lot that will remain unnamed.
Yes.
And they shoot fireworks. But fireworks are, I mean, they're allowed in our part of the world. It's not against the law. But
okay.
I'm always astounded by the people who start fireworks on about July 2nd and who just let them run on through the weekend. There were people shooting fireworks Saturday night, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like once that fireworks stand opens, you know, people feel like this is a week-long event, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
So we had that, and then we also were in hurricane prep mode.
Blessings unto you,
listen,
my friend.
I think that started like last Monday because Perry follows a guy named Mark at Weatherman Plus, and Mark at Weatherman Plus said that it looked like Beryl, there was a good chance that it was going to come right up through San Antonio. And so I had to order cases of water. We had to prep. We had to be prepared. We had to go fill up our cars with gas. We had to do all that. I'm going to tell you that Beryl came through Houston yesterday. And what happened in San Antonio was we did not even get one drop of rain, not even a gust of wind.
And Houston is having a time. I mean, I have a friend in Houston who, you know, I mean, it got them pretty bad. Just the wind is so bad.
It's the wind. And it's the losing power. Like, that was the whole thing for me. Because, listen, I love a good storm. Like, the prospect of a storm doesn't, like, freak me out or anything. But it's when you talk to somebody in the South about that you're going to lose power, which means you're going to lose air conditioning in July, that's just like, no, I'm going to pack up the homestead and move north. You know, like, we're just going to go until we find some air conditioning because I can't stay. These people that I'm seeing with their fans and, like, they're trying to make do. And no,
I know.
I would be like, I'm leaving.
I texted my friend Marion this morning and I was like, so are you getting a hotel room?
Yeah.
But they have a generator. And they have a small, like, AC unit, so they can, like, they can make their bedroom cold, you know.
Okay. And then I will tell you that the other thing that I took great joy in last week, because when we left off on the podcast, we had just hired a new baseball coach. And I'm going to tell you that what happened in the week after that was he proceeded to kill it. He killed it in the portal. He killed it getting all of our players back. Like, pretty much everybody is back. Our pitching staff is solid. He continues to get players from the portal that I'm like, what? Who are we, Lord, and who is our family that you've brought us this far? And I don't mean to be overly spiritual, but as you know, I've been watching The Chosen, and we can get into that in a minute. But what I'm going to say is what Aggie Baseball did for me last week was it was a spiritual lesson in you never know the difference a week will make. That's, you know what
right.
I mean?
That's right. That's so good. That's right.
You never know the difference, because I'm going to tell you that the day after that College World Series, when we heard that Schloss was going to Austin, it felt like gloom and doom. It's decimated our program. It set us back 20 years. This is going to be terrible. And what I'm going to tell you is the Lord turned that around, and we're better off than we were before.
Yes.
I feel like we have a renewed vigor and enthusiasm. I feel like people are on board. I feel like we have a great...
I feel like you just used the word vigor.
Yes, I did.
Well done. Well done. Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But I'm just saying, it really was. I thought in a year where I feel like a lot of things have disappointed me and not been what I wanted them to be, it felt like Aggie Baseball really rose to the occasion. And I feel like it was God's way of saying to me, look what I can do in a week.
That's right. That's right. Look what he can do.
look what he can do. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying that it feels dark and desolate. It felt like we don't know how this is going to look. And now I'm going to tell you that Gully and I are already talking about booking a VRBO for Omaha next year. So I'm just saying you never know
Absolutely.
How quickly things are going to turn. So
absolutely.
So anyway, I've spent a lot of time tracking that situation and feel real good about it.
I'm so glad. I think I'm getting a delivery. It's my initial sort of instinct. We'll see where
Based
this
on
leads.
Hazel.
Based on okay. Hazel. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me go intercept said delivery just to calm her down. Okay. Perfect. Hold please. Okay. It was Alex. Okay. He was getting home. They've been doing a sports camp this week, and which he loves doing. But he was pulling the trash can down, so she was...
Gotcha. Full
alert.
She was
just excited about that. Yes.
Gotcha.
Full alert.
Gotcha.
I don't have the same level of baseball glee that you do at the moment. Although, State did pull... We got some good pitchers in the portal, which I feel like is important.
That's good. That's very important.
Still don't have any idea what that team's going to look like next year. But, well, I continued to read, like, my life depends on it. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I found myself... I think it was Saturday. I went to Pilates. And there's this thing we do at Pilates. We have this TRX equipment, like these big, like yellow straps that come down from the wall. And you use them for leverage and doing a lot of different moves. Like they have handles mm-hmm. on the end of it. And anyway, it's like a way that you can kind of use your body as a weight to get stronger. And normally we use the TRX while we're standing. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday, our instructor, Maggie, said, we're going to do some TRX work on the floor. And I was like, okay, I mean, I like the TRX, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't tell you, I was not prepared for some of the ways that I had to contort myself. There was a moment where... We were doing planks, which normally, you know, you do, we do a lot of different places, but in this instance, we were on the floor. She said, you can do the plank on your hands or on your forearms, which, okay, fine. But we put our feet in the handles of those TRX straps.
Oh.
So your feet are off the floor and those TRX straps move from side to side, like they're not completely stationary. And I was sitting there with my feet in the air back there and those handles trying to hold myself up. And I thought, what in the world am I doing? What has become of my life? How have I found myself here? Good grief. I mean, it was something else, but I enjoyed it. Like it was okay. fun to try. It was fun. I'm not saying I was good at it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Fun to try. Mm-hmm. And, I was so sore for a couple of days after, just because apparently you use your arms a lot when you do that floor TRX business. But, so there's that. Today at Pilates, I go in and Amy has these rubber bands that we're going to use. I don't know. Oh. It's just been a lot of props. It's been a lot of props.
Yeah.
And then the reading part of my life, listen, I think in the last week, I think I've read 4 books. I don't watch television at night right now. I just read. I don't know what that is.
I know. I applaud it. I wish I could get, I have so many books piled up right now that I need to read. And I just ordered that other one that you told me about and it came in yesterday, but I can't get in my reading, whatever it is in me is broken and I can't make myself pick up a book. Like I don't know what the problem is.
You almost have to have like one great one, you know, and then that will sort of propel you. I'm going to do a quick rundown of what I've read.
Oh, good.
Okay. Just in the interest of, you know, maybe somebody's looking for something.
One of my favorite things, one of my favorite tricks to beat the summer heat is to have my groceries delivered to my door, and that is why I love Thrive Market. It is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. I love the convenience of being able to order everything on their website or app. It's all delivered right to my doorstep. It's a huge stress reliever, and it keeps me from having to go grocery shop and unload stuff in the heat. I love to get my Chomps beef sticks from them. They have so many amazing granola choices. I love the Wing CBD relaxation gummies. They have so many different natural cleaning and beauty products. They have these lavender Epsom salts right now that I love. One of the best things about Thrive Market is I know that they only allow trusted, top quality ingredients while restricting over 1,000 plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks this summer, low sugar alternatives, or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just a few clicks and trust that you are getting quality products so that you can shop worry-free. Plus, when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. You can save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
So I read, at the recommendation of podcast listeners, I read a couple of years ago a book called Nora Goes Off Script by Annabelle Monahan.
Oh, yeah. I love that book.
And she has a new book that's called Summer Romance. I thought it was delightful. I thought it was just delightful about, I mean, it's about a summer romance, obviously. Mm-hmm. But really, like, I don't know, very endearing. Not so deep that it's going to mess with your head. Like, it was just an easy read. Then Amy Hannon had recommended a book called Listen for the Lie. That's a thriller.
Okay.
And she recommended it on Instagram maybe last week. And so I ordered that and loved it. It's about a girl who is who was accused of murdering her best friend, which sounds heavy. Yeah. And then there's a podcaster who comes to town to sort of try to solve it. Oh. So I liked that podcast format. I thought that was fun. Uh-huh. I read a book called Sandwich. That's the one I told you I thought she would like. Now listen.
Yeah, I've ordered it.
If the bad language bothers you, this book is going to bother you. It has some heavy subject matter in there, but mm-hmm. I am fascinated right now about books that talk about the relationship between particularly mothers and their adult children. Really, it sort of meets
It's where we are.
Yeah, a felt need with me. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. this is all about a woman who has poured herself into raising her kids, and it just sort of examines her marriage and her choices, and I don't know. I thought it was really good, and it just takes place over a week at the beach. But again, the language is not great. Subject matter is heavy if that's not what somebody's looking for. And then right now I'm reading a book by Claire Lombardo called Same As It Ever Was, that is also a little bit of a study of a woman who has raised two children. Mm-hmm. She's been married for a really long time. She's in her late 50s. And it feels like nothing happens in a way, which is so true also of life.
Yes.
But I woke up in the middle of the night last night thinking about the characters and made up my mind about something to do with the husband that I don't know for sure yet, but that I think I know. Okay. And so it's gotten in my head, and it's a really probably the longest of all those books that I mentioned. Okay. So I think that's it. I read the rom-commers week before last. I think I mentioned that last week. Okay. But anyway, just lots of reading. I've enjoyed it so much.
Well, maybe that'll get me. I feel like right now I'm almost done with The Chosen. I'm almost done, which I do have to say, this is a side note. I was going to tell you this before we recorded, but I'll tell you this. I accidentally, for whatever reason, I went to watch it it's on Amazon Prime. I went to watch it last night on Safari and it kept failing on me. And so I was like, well, I'll switch to Chrome. And what I realized was that I watched, I think, 4 episodes on your Amazon Prime account.
Oh, so, I'm so happy.
So if you see that somebody's been watching The Chosen, just know it was me. It was me.
It's so good.
I don't care. Well, I know you wouldn't care. It didn't charge you anything for it, but it just tickled me when I realized later. I was like, well, this is Sophie's account. So,
well, I love it. I'm so glad you use it. And if anybody's wondering what's Melanie doing in my account, when we add stuff to our Amazon store, it's all under my email. So Melanie logs into my account, and when she wants to add stuff to the store. So,
what I didn't realize when I get on Chrome is I'm automatically logged into your Amazon account on Chrome, not mine. And I did not realize that until this morning. So,
well, buy yourself a couple of things, get yourself something nice.
Listen, but I've been laughing because I've been watching The Chosen. So Caroline finished it. She got ahead of me. She finished it. And I'm like halfway through season four right now, which is the most recent season. And I text Caroline and I'm like, this just happened and I'm not okay. Like this just happened and I'm not okay. And she's like, and she says, Mom, I hate to tell you, it quits being a feel good show in season four. And I'm like, we do know how it ends. Like I don't know why we're surprised to see it turn, but she's like, I'm going to tell you that it kind of quit being a feel good show. She was like, it's really good. She goes, but I pretty much started crying at the end of season three and did not stop until I finished watching in season four. And I'm going to say that holds true. But I'm going to say that it has endeared me to the character of Peter so much. Because Peter is always either looking to really do something amazing for Jesus or to fight somebody. And I just.
Yep. That sums it up pretty much.
Like Caroline was like, I don't know that I've ever related to a character more than Peter. She was like, this is my whole personality, because he'll get really mad and like his faith, like he gets really mad at something that God does or something that happens. But he still has his faith. Like he can't. Let go of it. And it's the most endearing, sweetest thing to watch that struggle. But even the character that they cast as Peter kind of walks like he's about to look for a fight everywhere he goes. Like he's kind of got this swagger. And I just, it feels true to me. Like it feels true to me of who Peter is. And so I had waited a long time to watch The Chosen because I just didn't know. But I will say it has completely sucked me in.
Yeah. I need to watch it. When you told me that about Peter, like, my friend Sean, who I worked with, who was my boss my last 6 years at school, one of the first things he ever told me about himself when we first met, he was like, I need you to know I got a lot of Peter in me.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, was that ever the case?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Which, you know, I will pretty much, I mean, if I will follow a healthy Enneagram 8 over a cliff. Like, I appreciate so much that particular kind of leadership when it's healthy. But there were, man, I thought about that so many times during the years we worked together because that was accurate. Like he loved Jesus so much. He still loves Jesus so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to do such good things for him, but he did not back down.
No.
When there was some sort of need to take a stand. Yeah.
They're not afraid to run right into the conflict.
That's right.
They're not afraid to run right to defend or to preserve somebody's honor or to figure something out.
100%.
You know, it's just,
There were times when I would know about like a meeting he would have coming up and I would say, mm-hmm. Are you nervous? And he'd be like, no, I'm not nervous. It's a good day, you know?
Yeah. I'm ready. So,
okay. Well, I need to watch that for sure.
Yeah. It's really good. Like I haven't even started The Bear yet. Cause I'm like, I've got to finish The Chosen and like, that's what I want to pick up and watch. And so I've been watching that. And then on another note, something that we haven't discussed in several weeks, I feel like, and took up a little portion of my social media viewing is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Let me tell you something.
That is the rom-com that we don't deserve. It is the love story that we didn't know that we needed. But her doing that mashup of Mary and Everything Has Changed and So High School and then them showing him and him like wiping tears.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what are we watching? Are we being punked? Because this feels like I can't even handle it, the level of sweetness that it is.
I know. When he surprised her, and was that when she was in Ireland and he surprised her at a show and they caught on camera when she saw him?
Yes.
Like that he was there?
Yes.
I was just like, was that not everybody's dream at some point? Yes. That, like, the person that you had, you were dating, or you had the biggest crush on, or you were engaged to, or whatever, like, that they would surprise you somewhere, you know? Like, I
and
just...
And show up.
Yeah. And I love, my favorite thing about this pairing, and I'm all in on those two, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is, you know, I understand that she is, like, the most successful, you know, pop star musician in the world. I get it.
Yeah.
But she seems to me, for some reason, like such a normal person. Like, she just seems, you know, like, she seems like a, just a really smart, creative, inventive, interesting person. And I think for her to have seemingly, from what we know, found somebody who supports her the way that we have seen him support her.
Yes.
Who is not threatened by her straight up excellence at everything that she does. Like, I mean, that to me, I could watch that play out all day long.
Yeah.
Just because there's just something about that kind of support.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like, Perry has supported, I mean, we're not doing what Taylor Swift does, but, like, Perry supported you, David supported me, you know what it means.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for him to do that so publicly, I don't know. There was a thing where they were walking off stage.
Yes.
And together, did you see this? And everybody was cheering, and he kind of stepped back and, like, stuck his arm out toward her, you know, so she could take a bow or whatever. And I thought, yep, I believe. I don't know, Taylor. I feel like that's what she needs.
There are some things in life that I think it's okay to go with a wing and a prayer. Maybe buying a dress off of that cheap Instagram ad that you probably know better and you get exactly what you thought you might end up getting. Or trying a new restaurant or picking up a new food at the grocery store. But finding the right doctor shouldn't be a total shot in the dark. That's not really where you want to take that risk. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle, go for the best, and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you even realize. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. They all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can even score same-day appointments. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist or hoping you can get in. Go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. We use this and you should too. Because here's the thing, like, I've even heard, like, his brother say, like, this is a level of fame that's, like, unprecedented. Like, it's, like, it's totally changed his life. I know he was, like, an NFL star and all that, but it's not Taylor Swift level of fame. You know what I mean?
No. Where,
like, and so, like, this has totally changed his life, but, like, he's just embraced it. Like, he's just embraced it. This is his girl. He's supporting her. He lets her have the limelight. It doesn't bother him. He's just having a great time. He's along for the ride. And I just respect it. I really love it. And I don't know either of them personally. You know, they have a permanent invite to my house at any given time.
Perry will fry fish for him.
He will fry. Perry fries a delicious fish. And I, you know, they're welcome at any time. But I love the support. I love to see them. Like, I just love the fact that it started with her going to his NFL games, and now he's supporting her on the tour, and just the way they are with each other. There's just something about seeing a man love and support a woman like that that really, it hits deep. I just love it.
I do too. I mean, it's what you want, you know? Like, I just, it would be so easy for anybody in that situation to feel somehow like her light is so bright that there's no room for theirs to shine, you know? And I love that he gets that that's actually not how it works. Like, there's room for everybody's light to shine as bright as it needs to shine. And I can't wait for football season just to see how it plays out, you know, once she's able to go to his games again. But it just makes me really happy for both of them that to be public people and to have, and again, I say this like everything I'm seeing on TikTok is a just, you know,
Yeah, but let's pretend like it is.
The complete story.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's been really neat to see. I thought as I was watching some of that stuff the other night, I thought, you know, when you look at the footage of her at the beginning of the tour, when apparently mm-hmm. she was really going through it, and yeah. you look at the footage of her on this European leg of the tour, like the transformation in her
yes.
in terms of yes. like just what appears to be a lot of joy
yeah.
is really sweet to see.
That's it. It's the joy and the freedom. And to have somebody who, like, the fact that he got up on stage one night during the tour
yes.
when they were in London, like, the fact that he just kind of embraces, like, this is it, and I'm going to have fun with it. Like, instead of just sitting moping about it or being like, oh, this is hard or whatever, like, I just appreciate that he embraces it and is having fun, and they look like they're having fun. And I don't know. I just like it. I'm a fan.
I know. I'm the same. I'm on board. Yep. I have stalled yep. in my bear watching. I have okay. not watched any more, I don't think, since last week. But it's mainly just because I was traveling, and then we had all our activities, but I've been reading.
Yeah, read 47 books.
And I read 47 books. Uh-huh. So, but I'm going to get back into it because I think we'll want to do an episode about it at some point, but.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I need to start. I'm pretty much. I have a feeling I'll finish The Chosen, if not tonight, by tomorrow night. You can check on your Amazon account to track my progress. So
I will. I'll look and see what's going on. I also want to mention next week, Melanie and I are going to SEC Media Days.
Yes, we are.
My guess is we're going to record the episode from our two different hotel rooms because we've never tried to record an episode like face to face. I think that would be weird.
It would be. Weird.
Or maybe we tried that one time early on, but. Anyway, we're going to be there. So we'll have a Patreon episode that's all about Media Days,
yeah.
whatever, however that unfolds. I have so much anticipation about it.
Me too. I did read in the guidelines last night that it was like getting a photo with any coaches or players is prohibited and you will be asked to leave. And I was like, well, so much for my photo bomb with Jimbo.
Well, that was an official photograph though. Like,
yeah, we didn't, that's true.
You know, that was an official photograph when you photobombed Jimbo. So
that's true. That's true.
Anyway, so we'll have that. And then we are going to do another Patreon episode about America's Sweethearts.
Yes.
The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And I'm ready to break that down. I can't wait.
I really am. I have a lot of thoughts. But mm-hmm. Okay. So on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and then we're gonna kick it off with something that I think you will like, actually.
Okay.
You know, I found the sunglasses on Amazon a couple of years ago, the Weedas, and mm-hmm. because they reminded me of mama. Well, every time I've been to the eye doctor, she says you have light eyes, you've really got to protect your eyes, you need to wear good sunglasses, you know. She really
okay
kind of harps on me about that. So I've been trying to do a better job of wearing, you know, better sunglasses just mm-hmm. to protect my eyes. And so these popped up on my Instagram one day and I was like, oh. They are Diff sunglasses, which I've had really good luck with Diffs just mm-hmm. in terms of their durability, and they're really cute. These are the Gigi Cafe Olay Brown Gradient Gold Flash Sunglasses.
Oh, these are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. I love them. I mm-hmm. love them not only because of how they look, which is super fun, and they're real good if you don't have on a lick of makeup, but you just want to put on some lipstick, pull your hair back, and kind of try to pretend like you're put together when you're not.
Yes.
So I love them for that reason, but I also love them because for some reason, I don't know what it is, I just love how things look through these glasses. Like,
oh.
they're not too dark. They're mm-hmm. not too light. I just like how they filter the sun is the bottom
okay.
line.
Okay.
When I walk That's outside right. or when I'm driving or whatever. So I'm a big thumbs up on them. They're half price right now. I kind of want to get another pair in a different color. I haven't done that yet. But they're so cute. They're so different. I love the octagonal situation.
Yes, that's what I love.
Yeah, they're great and they're huge. So big okay. thumbs up for that.
Love those.
The second thing You will appreciate this. It's something that David actually ordered. He got a 2-pack, one for him, one for me. It's okay. a rechargeable tactical flashlight. And Sunday morning before we were waiting on Alex before we went to church, mm-hmm. and he was showing me on the wall how you can make the light smaller and bigger. You can zoom in and zoom out depending on your needs. It mm-hmm. Also has kind of a work light situation on there. That's the brightest mm-hmm. light I have ever encountered. It has like a safety light. If you click it again, that blinks, like if you're on the side of the road or something mm-hmm. and you want to make sure somebody sees that you need help. It will clip onto a pocket, but it also has a magnet. So, like, in his Jeep, he can clip it. He just has it, like, up on one of the bars on the Jeep. You know, uh-huh. it'll attach up there. But it would also attach, like, to the bottom of your car seat if you wanted to keep it down there so you could grab it really quickly if you needed it. So, it's got a lot of features, Melanie. I know that y'all are flashlight people, but he was really carried away with it. And I have to say, I love that it's rechargeable, that I don't have to worry about batteries, and that mm-hmm. I can keep that little cord in my car. I don't know what Hazel's doing. She's so stirred up about something. I'm real sorry. Hold on.
No, I was going to say, it would not shock you. I think that we have this rechargeable tactical flashlight. Oh. It's not this exact mm-hmm. one mm-hmm. that's very similar. So,
yes.
This is a great purchase. So.
Yes, I really am. I'm delighted I don't have to worry about batteries for it. That to me, okay.
Yeah.
So, and David's so delighted with the way you can scope in and out and make the change the size of the light. So,
what a time. That's a feature you'll use a lot. So, it's really important.
This next thing. Okay, this has been a journey for me because I have, you know, I have hooded eyes. I don't have big eyes. An eyelash curler situation is not always easy for me because I feel like because of the hooded eyes, I end up kind of yowing a lot. You know, like, oh my gosh, because it'll grab little pieces of skin. And it just gets worse as I get older. So mm-hmm. I did some research about the best eyelash curler for hooded eyes because I was tired of being injured. And so this one kept coming up over and over again. It works so well. I don't even really know what to do with myself. I curl my eyelashes and I don't hurt anything. And it grabs every eyelash along my lash line. And I thought yesterday, one, I have more eyelashes than I thought. I think I just, you know, because I was struggling so with the eyelash curler, I was moving them around. But it's the Tweezerman Pro Master Eyelash Curler.
Okay.
I got it from Sephora. I've never had an eyelash curler that came in more elaborate packaging. It is packaged like it is ready for you to just put a bow on it and give it as a gift in a fancy little plastic case and the whole thing. But listen, this thing's legit, and I'm so happy to have something that I can use and it does not hurt.
Okay, so, I'm ordering this right now. This is mm-hmm. I need this in my life. I'm ordering it. Add to cart right this second.
I can't, and it's a little bit smaller than a traditional eyelash curler, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I like the whole thing about how it functions, and I'm so happy just with the efficiency of that process now. The fourth thing is actually something that I got for Alex because he's had an internship this summer. He has to wear pants to work, and so I wanted to find something that would wash and dry really well, where he could just, you know, rotate two pairs of pants essentially, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. going back and forth. And I ran across this brand called Public Rec, which David told me he had heard about, but he had never ordered from them. Listen, these things are fantastic. And I don't wear them. But first of all, Alex would wear shorts. I mean, and does wear shorts essentially every day. Even in the dead of winter, he's a shorts guy.
Yes.
So pants aren't his favorite, but he loves these pants because they're so comfortable. And so I've gotten him a couple of pairs of the Game Changer pants, and they dry really mm-hmm. quickly. They're stretchy, but they look like nice khaki pants, you know, once you get them on. They're made super well. Like, I'm really carried away with them because of how easy they've been to manage this summer. They don't wrinkle. Like, they're fantastic. So they're pricier than what normally maybe I would spend on pants for him, but because he needs them every day, I just decided, you know what, we'll get some nice ones and hopefully that'll work out well. And it has. So, they don't fade.
Okay. This is great.
They're great.
Okay.
They don't peel. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
They don't peel. And then the last thing, listen, this is the weirdest thing I know, but I just like having little travel things that I can throw all together if I'm going somewhere. And
yeah.
I think I saw at Target, they have a little Venus razor, a little travel razor. Mm-hmm. And it was like $9.99, but it only had one blade. And I was like, well, I would like to have more than one blade. And I use the Flamingo normally at home, but I don't like carrying my home razor with me when I travel because I don't want to leave it and, you know, have to do all that. So anyway, this little Venus travel razor comes in a box with a couple of refillable, like, what do you call them? Cartridges, blades, whatever.
Yeah.
And it has a little carrying case. And I just stuck it in my little drawer where I keep all my travel stuff. And then I don't have to think about, like, I don't know.
That's really smart. Yes.
Yeah, it's just a little convenience. I don't know. Maybe not necessary, but a convenience.
Yeah. Okay. So, I like
it. And I like that it's smaller than a normal razor. So anyway, I've added that to my list of things, or my grouping of things that I like to take with me when I'm on the road. And since we are going out of town next week, I just was thinking about it. So there you have it.
Listen, those are great favorites. You did a great job. I have an eyelash curler that will be here by Friday. I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to ponder on those sunglasses because I really do like those a lot too. But I have so many sunglasses right now, but I mean, I may need another pair.
You may. Well, I'll tell you the other thing I like about those sunglasses. I've discovered I don't like a metal arm because I don't like the way it feels when I put them on the top of my head. And it's just because that's not what I'm used to. So I love that these have a plastic arm. And that's, I think going forward, I'm only buying sunglasses with a plastic arm. I think that it's a hard stance, I know, but I think I'm going to take it. So,
okay. All right. Well, you got to know what your standards are. And so I really applaud you for knowing those. And so I would tell you to wear your sunglasses with vigor.
Thank you. You know what they say, Melanie, you have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to stand for the plastic arm and you know, we'll hope it all works out. But
okay. Well, I applaud this decision. All right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening. Can you hear me? Do we have a delay?
I think we do. It's fine. We're so close to the end now. Who cares?
I know. All right. Well, thanks for listening, y'all.
Okay, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye.
You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.